From the halls of their great house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher, their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher, and our Batman, the master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical, our mild-mannered soon-to-be millionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission, to fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with us and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training team.
I was going to say, since you're not here that often, would you want to do an intro, or do you want me to continue the streak?
I don't have it memorized. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can.
There is no memorized. It's wing it. Literally on every other podcast doc, it says Bill Wings
intro. Oh, is that how we do it?
Yeah. Flap, flap, flap. Welcome to the Garage Heroes and Training Podcast. We're here to celebrate our 300th episode with a quiz that we handed out to everybody. And we don't know the results yet because we just handed out the quiz and we've only gotten a few answers. So we're going to go over what the answers are. This will come out after our 300th episode. And we'll go over who won because we can't tell you right now. So we'll go over that later. Who else is hosting?
I'm Vicky.
I'm Jen.
And Alan's frozen.
I gotta get a picture.
What a face. The shiny squirrel.
I can't move.
Take your time. Take your time. It's all right.
Neither can he.
Nope. Good thing he wasn't doing the intro. We were talking about him doing the intro. Look at that face. Yes, we saw. Oh, he's typing in our doc. Crashed by Zoom.
I'm just sending this out.
Yep. Okay. So Alan will be here shortly. So we've got 10 questions. Stay with me. Stay with me. Come back. Look at my face. Look at my face. There we go. Come back. All right. We've got 10 questions that I've lost them. I've lost both of them. I have no
time. It's hilarious.
Herding cats. Danvers, you're killing me.
I should send it out to everybody.
He's going to get to see it himself. Danvers, come back. Look at that face.
He's got two of them now.
What did he sit on? There he is. He's back. Are you back yet? Danvers.
How does he teach?
I don't know. You'd think he'd have this down. Danvers. 300 episodes. Still can't do a freaking podcast. Oh. You know what the thumbnail is going to be for this podcast, right?
Yep, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alan's going to become awesome. A meme.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm Alan, and looks like he sat on himself. He's updating Zoom.
It's good.
Click. Do you remember when we used to do this podcast and he would be in like the parking lot of Starbucks or McDonald's? I don't feel like we've gotten any better. Dan Danvers. Coming soon to a theater near you. Or not. Who knows? So what do you think? 300 episodes.
300.
That's pretty fantastic.
That is pretty awesome.
We actually have recorded more than 300 episodes. We just haven't released them yet.
Oh.
Schmancy. Dan Danvers. How many times are you going to log in? 4 logins so far, and we are 30 seconds into the podcast. I should leave this in. If we didn't like our listeners, I probably would. Well, one of them's on mute. Nope. You're on mute again. And you're logged in twice. Nope.
Nope. There you go.
You're logged in once and you're on mute. You know, since this is the first ever podcast he's ever been on, fancy stuff here.
He's working. Look,
he can hear me. He can hear me. He just puts it on mute because we can't hear him calling us all kinds of four-letter words. I see what's going on. He's saving me from editing. That's what it is. I don't have to bleep him out. But I will. You're still on mute, so your lips are moving, but nothing's coming through there, buddy. His lips are moving, but nobody's home.
What are you doing in there? What are you doing? I'm looking. What are you doing?
Oh, hey. Hey, he's on the right microphone and everything now. You're on the right microphone there, sir. What, you can't get to the dock now?
I'm gonna go.
Your headphones are working.
I'll be right back.
I just want to start the podcast. That's all I do. Jen, they're ditching me, man. Danvers, we can hear you. Jen, what are we going to do with these rookies?
I don't know. Are we going to start? What happened?
I don't know. He just said sorry. My beautiful bride made probably the best meatballs of the ever today.
Really?
They're fantastic.
Is that true, Vic?
What's that?
Some good meatballs you made, huh?
Yeah, sending them down. I made a big pot. So
fantastical.
Yep.
We tried the new
pulled pork for them and the chicken fajita. I made the chicken just a little underdone, tiny bit. That way it'll cook better. And I'm just going to set it up so they can just warm it because I'm not going to freeze it. They're going to start eating it tomorrow night. Some of it.
We're not eating it tomorrow night. What are you talking about?
Thursday night. You're going to start eating it Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. We've lost them. All right. Do you want to get started and we'll catch them up?
Let's get started.
Because we really only need them for the purple ones. Okay. All right. So we are celebrating our 300th episode. 100th episode. That was a while ago. 300th episode. 303. And I thought maybe, hey, let's give a little back to our listeners who've put up with us for this long. So we have a quiz to get some swag. What swag? Don't know. We'll figure that out. But first question for the podcast quiz is, we'll start with an easy one. What is our intro bumper based on? The intro, like 60 seconds that comes in on just about every podcast. What is that based on? Anybody? Anyone? The correct answer is? Nothing.
Superhero.
You're going to edit out all this blank air, right?
Apparently, yeah.
Okay, good.
The correct answer is, it is based on the Super Friends cartoon, and the intro was done by Ted Knight. Very good. Very good. Glad you guys are on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got that.
Well, we have a bunch of. Oh, it was based on that. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Second, what guest has been on the most? And just in case for our listeners, I wanted to make sure they knew that Ben does not count as he is a host. So what guest has been on the most? Vicky, Jennifer, Alan?
Ross Bentley.
Ross Bentley. Alan, do you got a guess?
I'm going to follow them.
Okay. The correct answer is it's a tie.
Really?
Ross Bentley and Alex Levinson. He's been on a bunch of...
Oh, Alan. Alex.
You know what the best part is? His first guess is Alex didn't even put himself down. That's kind of funny. All right, very well. Oh. We started this podcast out. We had no guests because we were too scared to invite anybody on to listen to us. And then we got our first guest. Who was our first guest? Anyone?
John Lavin.
John Lavin is Vicky's guest. Anyone else guessing or anyone else?
I didn't do the first podcast. I came kind of later.
Yeah, you did come later. And we know you don't listen, so that's fine. Well, she doesn't. Well, she doesn't like to listen to herself.
As she said, she was already there.
Yeah, but my theory for you, Miss Vicky, is that if you listen to the podcast, then you would actually hear me. Because when I speak and we're in person, you don't ever listen. So I figure maybe I'm recording.
What? All right,
exactly. Maybe Alan should be asking these questions. Anyway, Alan, are you going to take a guess or are you just going to pass on this one?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Who
the first you were on was. The episode. So was Vicky, by the way. Our first guess was Chris Licurdo. First guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Vicky's having flashbacks now. Anyway, it's like she was there. Anyway,
right.
Easy one for the people who participated. What is our longest episode? And what was the topic and or who was our guest? Any guesses?
Listen, I wasn't there, but I know because you've talked about it so many times.
I have. Actually, for the past like 50 episodes or so, I've been putting out hints on most of these answers. So most people didn't even have to go.
Go ahead, Jen. Tell them.
Mental ward.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anybody know how long it was?
Over 3 hours.
That's right. The only person to break the 3-hour barrier in the wrong way.
Oh my God.
I think it was like 314, something like that. As his co-host of his own podcast, the Everyone Racers podcast, as we refer to it as our sister podcast, and they are the 201 and we are the 101, that boy can spin a yarn per Jeff Wakeman. Okay.
Yep.
Number five. Who has been on the most episodes? And how many? This will air after episode 300. Who has been on the most episodes?
Oh.
And how many?
Who has been on the most episodes?
Yep.
Not including Ben Dawson?
Including Ben Dawson.
Oh.
Including Ben Dawson. You. Wait. Including you.
You.
Who's you?
It's a trick question.
Ben Dawson.
Big B in the place to be.
Ben Dawson's here. There's Ben Dawson with an entry
Yay!
Point.
Hey, Ben Dawson. Yeah.
Ben Dawson.
Set the free to edit right out of the gate.
That's fine. You made it three words before I have to edit. That's fine.
You're welcome.
Don't worry. So we're going through our listener questions, and then we'll go into the host-related questions. So who has been on the most episodes and how many? This airs episode after episode 300. Who airs? Jen says...
You.
Okay. Alan says. Alan's puzzled.
You. Yeah, you.
Okay. Alan's cheating. Okay. Miss Vicky.
Well, of course. It's you and Ben Dawson.
Okay. Ben Dawson, who's your guess? Who's been on the most?
Well, I got to say, I would look at the document just to read some of the questions, but some of the answers were already in there. So I just stopped. I didn't want to get to this one. My guess, I thought about this earlier in the day because I saw one of the questions. I would say Ross Bentley.
Okay. All right. Well, that was the guest who's been on the most. Your guess is correct.
Well, it's you because you run the thing.
Okay. Okay. Bonus points since it is me. Thank you. Thank you very much. How many episodes have I missed?
None.
Vicky says none.
You did all 300.
Okay. Anybody else?
Podcast Falls in the Woods doesn't even hear it.
That's right. If Bill doesn't edit it, nobody hears it. But that's a different story.
Right.
The correct answer is I missed one episode.
I knew it. I knew that was a trick.
That's right. There was an episode where I was on the flight to Hawaii and Alan interviewed Vicky for episode number 3 on our first original episodes.
Wow. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
I was there, huh?
She was.
Making memories.
You were. Okay. This is a personal question for yourself. Which episode helped you the most? Miss Vicky, you actually wrote an answer down, so I'm going to go to you first since you're ready.
Don Lavin and Ross Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. John Lavin, yeah. John Lavin, because he taught me with the, you change things that go whir on your car. And I'll never forget that. I'm like, oh, that was an epitome, you know, for me.
It not might even have been an epiphany, but you know.
Epiphany. That's fine. It was an epiphany for me.
It's one of them, yep. Too.
Okay. Yep. And yeah. And of course, Ross Bentley with his coaching.
Mm-hmm. The coaching.
Pointed episode. Coaching. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. We go with ladies first. So Miss Jen, you're next.
I'm with Ross Bentley in the coaching episode. Definitely. Yeah.
That helped you guys a bunch, didn't it? You guys were
it
pretty
really
good.
It really did. Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like he should do that professionally. Like, you know, maybe just a thought.
It's a job.
Yeah. He might be good at it. He might have some potential. All right. Mr. Danvers, you have an episode that helped you the most as a driver?
I just feel like I'm beyond help.
Well, this is true, but which helped you the most? No.
That's a tough call. I'm not having a good answer on that one.
No answer? Okay, very well. Alan is helpless. Mr. Dawson, have we managed to help you in the least bit?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. Definitely, we definitely have. We've definitely expanded my kind of, I guess, the broadness of some concepts and things I haven't really put that much thought into, as the audience may be aware by now. I have never been accused of thinking about anything too much. So it helps me to talk through a lot of the concepts. And sometimes you guys have come up with a good listener questions or questions from the house that are really make me think about things that I don't conceptualize very often. And it helps me to talk it out and talk through these things with you all. So it makes me more of a mindful driver and have a bigger, better picture of what's really going on.
So when I wrote this question the first time, I really was interested in what Jennifer and Alan and Vicky were going to answer. And then I was very concerned when I had your answer, because I was like sitting there going, did we make him slower?
Oh, got me thinking about too much stuff, slowing me down.
That's right. Why am I thinking? I ain't got time to think. Anyway.
Yeah, don't sweat it. I'm still fast as shit.
All right. Very well. That's a good thing. My correct answer, John Lavin on the car prep. I agree with
Yeah, that cool. was huge. That was huge.
I think awesome. we're gonna have to talk Ross into getting a little male coaching. You know, the females took all of it that last episode. I think we're gonna have to have a male coaching episode, because God knows I need it. Okay. So one of the listener questions is, what are your three most memorable guests off the top of your head? And the correct answer from all of our hosts is that all of them, they have been great. I believe that was what we all said. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're so lucky to have them.
All, we are.
Each one.
You know what?
Each and every one that comes.
All of them.
I get a lot out of all of them that come on. There's mm-hmm. always something that I pull from it.
Yeah. Except Race Bar. But sorry. That was out loud. Just kidding, Race Bar. We love you. Just because you tried to kill Ben. That's fine. All right.
so many times.
All right, what would a celebration episode be without picking on Race Bar? Anyway, okay. Question 8 was from our Fast and Furious story time questions. In your opinion, what is your best answer to what is the one thing that no one or most people do not know about you that would surprise them? Does anything stand out, ladies?
I'll start with Jen.
Okay. Way to punt.
Well, generally it would be racing.
That would be a
shocker. No. Yeah, you surprise people that you race cars.
Maybe I'm missing.
In the racing.
I think this was a listener.
The guests.
The guests.
Which of our guests' answers surprised you the most or you thought was the most?
Oh, which guest? Oh, who was it that was the rock star? That really shocked
That was
me.
Mark Petronas.
Yep.
That was my one. That shocked me.
That was my winner too. And we have pictures now, so they will be posted on this podcast episode, because it's just way too much fun. Mr. Danvers, do you have an answer for that one?
No, I like that Mark one as well.
Okay, very well. Mr. Dawson.
Oh, man, I really feel on the spot. There have been a couple of people who just mentioned out of the way talent, and I'd be like, oh, okay, but yeah, I don't remember anybody particularly. Okay. I've been surprised by hearing what a couple people do.
What about
but I'd also like to answer the question incorrectly and let everybody know that I'm able to make fart noises with my eye sockets, and I can wiggle my ears.
Okay, duly noted.
I don't know. People didn't know.
Nobody knew. I want a concert when I catch up with you.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody knew. Nobody knew about that till tonight. So just dropping one incorrect answer into.
I don't know if we should continue this episode or just drop the mic here.
Fart noises with his eyes.
Okay.
My kids love it. They go insane. I can make lots of different fart noises with different parts of my body, but that's one of their favorite ones. They're like, oh, Jack's going to pop out.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
All right. Very well. I've specialized in only one part of my body, but we'll get into that in another Dominated with Dawson. Okay. What was your favorite answer to the car that got away question? Anyone stand out? You don't have to have one. It was just, you know, I was trying to give the listener some free points. Anybody have one? Everybody's making faces.
What about the car that got away?
So many sad stories.
True. Danvers, you going to go first?
I don't have any cheat
off the ladies. Okay.
Very well. Yeah, I was trying to look over a paper over there. I can't see. Yeah,
that's fine. Mr. Dawson?
I gotta be honest, they were all very sad, but now they're all just kind of blurring together.
Okay, that's been a couple hundred times we've done this.
How about yours?
My answer is one of them had a family policy that they don't sell any cars. I thought that was fantastic.
They don't sell any cars.
That's right. They've never sold a car, so they didn't have to have a car that got away.
Oh.
Do we want to know what they do with them?
I assume they enjoy them. Until
use them wisely and accumulate. Yep.
Moving right along.
Yep. All right. On the Desert Island top five, is there a single car that stuck out in your answers? Anything that comes to mind?
Taco truck.
Okay. Taco truck. Taco truck. And that was Miss Jen, I believe.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I don't remember who that was, but that was an awesome one.
It was race bar.
Okay. Dan Danvers. Yeah,
one of the ladies. I don't have one on that one.
Don't have one? Anyone stick out?
I like how many people say Spec Miata or a group of Spec Miatas, because I could certainly relate. Like, if I just had to have a bunch of fun cars on an island, that'd be a good way to do it.
Yep. I believe Taco Truck was Miss Jennifer's on my list. And Jim from No Money Motorsports was the first to say he would just wanted 5 Spec Miatas and have fun with his friends. So awesome.
That's cool.
All right. Best ultimate road trip that you would want to do that's been covered in the ultimate road trip question is, don't all jump at once. Good answer.
Is it for us or for our guests?
No,
the guests mentioned it and you said, "Ooh, I'd like to do that too."
Oh yeah, yeah. It's the California coast.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Oh, did somebody say going up the California coast? That would be rad.
I would love to do the California.
There was somebody that said Europe too. Who was that?
A lot of people actually.
That sounds like parts. That's your pick there. Is that right, Jen? You want to go driving around Europe?
No.
With your
no.
Family.
No.
Family.
No.
What if you could bring your US RV over there?
There's too many of those circles in Europe.
I don't think it fit on the roads. If you've seen those European RVs, they're not really full size. No, you know, I'm not trying to be sizist or anything, but I'm saying they're one letter, not two letters.
Yeah.
Full size.
Yep. I believe my favorite one that was mentioned was somebody was going to do, and I don't remember who it was, they were going to do the Mediterranean coast and then loop up through the Alps. I think that would have been fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. One of our self-serving questions was who do we need to have on as a guest, because we've got a list, but just in case we skip somebody, we always love to. The correct answer from our perspective is we've got a ton of bucket list guests that we started before we raced and before we started this podcast, but we are looking for more grassroots racers and definitely trying to get all the different racing organizations and any of the underrepresented people such as females or anyone else that's racing and driving. We'd love to have them on just to make sure that we know that this is an inclusive sport. Did I miss anything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. All right. And then the one that's going to get the most points, who in quotes are our intro voices? There are 13 different ones that we've used on this podcast. And two of them actually are real. They're actually the real person. I'm going to let the group try to answer because I know the answer.
I don't know that I really.
I know that there's Thor.
Thor.
There's Harley.
Yes.
There's the Joker.
That's three.
I know Batman, and Batman's real.
Batman is real. That is Kevin Conroy. Yes. And there's another fake Batman that we had early on. So there's two Batmans. So you're up to five now. Mm-hmm. You're almost halfway.
Is this all a Marvel universe? Oh, nope. No, you said Batman.
No. Nope.
But there's also Marvel universe in there with you people too, right?
Yes, there is.
Can I choose from them?
Oh, you can choose.
I said Thor, right? Okay.
Thor.
Yeah. Anyone you want.
Like Magneto? Do we have a Magneto in there?
No, we don't. But we don't.
Wolverine?
I will give a hint, though. We have...
Dr. Xavier?
We have a fake version of the actor who... One of the actors who played Magneto doing a different voice. If that helps anybody. Vicky should get that one.
The guy from Harry Potter, Dumbledore. You had Dumbledore on there. The fake Dumbledore. Is that right?
No fake Dumbledore.
Oh man, Bob Cratchit.
No, sorry. All right, sounds like you guys. Oliver
Twist. Oliver Twist was one for sure.
You're off brand, man.
Oh man,
Did we do Iron Man?
We did Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Parker.
Nope, not a.
No, Spider-Man wasn't on.
Okay, so the correct answer we had an Aunt original. May. No, Aunt May. Sorry, I can get you one if you want one though. Our first two voices were a male voice that was supposed to be Clark Kent and a female voice that was supposed to be Lois Lane. They just ended up sounding like generic male and female voices, but that's okay. We had two Batman. One was a fake Batman and one is Kevin Conroy, who is the real Batman from the animated series. We have a fake Thor. We have Harley Quinn. We have the Joker. Vicky got all those. We do have Iron Man. And Vicky, you didn't get it. Ian McKellen played Gandalf. We have Gandalf.
Oh, I went the wrong way.
Oh, that's right.
I should have gone down the Hobbit hole, not the Hogwarts hole.
That's right. Unfortunately, we were not able to get Ted Knight, but we had somebody who pretended to be Ted Knight. We weren't able to get him because I believe he died long before our podcast started. And the one
you killed him.
Yes, our podcast was the result of that. Yes. And then the one that doesn't get played, there's two that don't get played quite so much. I don't know why. We do have a Yoda impersonation, and we do have the first James Bond actor impersonation, which shall remain nameless because Ben's not a fan. And
me and anybody who doesn't like people to hit women.
Yes. No. And then we also have one more real one that I am bound by contract not to say who it is, but it's a very good one. Okay. So for bonus points for just for the hosts, I thought it would be funny. What are the 17 different beeps that I've used? Ben's only gotten three on this one episode that I've used when I have to beep out and edit people. Any guesses?
I like there's the horn car honking. There's the car revving.
Yes.
I think there's one. There's like an air gun. That's one I like.
Air wrench. Yeah.
I am Groot.
I am Groot. That's right. Okay. One of my favorites.
All right. Wait, is that four? Did we get four?
Yeah. I think you got five or six because there's a bunch of different
17
cars.
Different ones. Is there 17, like a Ooga?
Yeah. There's a Ooga horn. Yeah. Ooga horn.
You got an
Yeah. I got the Ricochet Rabbit. From people who watched, let's see, you got a Porsche.
You're dying to play them all. You just want to play them all, don't you?
I could. Riddler laugh. We've got the Fred Flintstone feet when he's taken off in the car. Barking dogs in honor of Lucky Dog. We've got about seven different laughs. We've got Godzilla for whenever Three Petal Mafia comes on. And we've got various time warp and time travel type songs. And then we have a tornado siren for, you know, when things go off the rails. But anyway. All right. So hosts. We'd like to congratulate whoever wins in the future for answering the most of those right. Do we know what they're going to get? No, we don't. But we're going to put it together. It'll be nice. Hopefully, we'll be able to get stickers out to everybody. That'll be fun. We'll see how many people enter and see.
It's going to be great, though. I mean, it's a great pack we got.
It is. I know it's going to have a shirt. It's going to have a shirt, and it's probably going to have a thermos. Oh, yeah. I don't know what else I have still.
Oh, it's going to have one of those kits where you can put a bidet on your toilet, right? That comes with it.
We have instructions for that. We have a homemade instruction kit that we put in.
Yeah.
Does it include a garden hose?
That's a very different That's a different drawing.
Oh, that's our other podcast.
Yes, sorry, the other podcast.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah, this one's more select. Okay. So hosts, I thought we'd have a few for ourselves to have fun with. So assuming that you've had an aha moment since we started the podcast or since we started racing and driving, which for the four of us is the same for Ben, he started before that. But what is the biggest aha moment you guys have had? Miss Vicky, you have something written down.
Mm-hmm. I do. The biggest aha moment that I had is feeling the car.
They're made of metal. They're smooth.
Yeah. When I was driving, I was actually able to feel the car.
In what
and way? What it was doing. Well, I was able to feel the back slide, and I was able to manipulate the car as if I was part of the car. Mm-hmm. Not just driving the car. So that was the big moment.
Mr. Danvers, you have a written in answer.
All right.
Almost prepared.
It does seem strange that I did my homework. I get it. My big aha moment was that just this past season, just organizing a team for a race weekend. Just trying to get all the cats in the bag and then corral everything else and try to make sure everything was sorted out and figure it out and then still have fun at the same time. So that was my big aha moment, just all the different pieces of the puzzle.
Cats in the bag, and then do what with the bag?
You shake the bag. Shake it. Okay.
You don't throw it in the river. You do not do that.
Nope. Fill it with glitter and shake it. Okay. Miss Jen, do you have an aha moment? What's your biggest one since we started racing and driving?
Gosh,
you got thousands of them.
I know.
But the pressure's on.
I know. It's hard to say just one.
Oh, you can say a few. You're the host.
The interesting thing, and I will share this, and I've shared this on another podcast. It wasn't a moment. It was very subtle. It was when I just got in the car last race season and felt comfortable. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like a big, oh, well, this is different type thing. It was just after the race. It was like, that was really fun. And I didn't have a bunch of anxiety that went with it. So it wasn't like a big, you know, light bulb went off in my head or anything, but it definitely was a big moment and a big change for me.
So we beat your uncomfortableness into submission.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah. So, but I mean, I've had lots of aha moments. It's just, that's probably the one thing that stood out to me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So Ben, let's pretend you had one since we started.
Let's pretend my brain can even function. Let's pretend Ben has a functioning brain. I'm going to hit you people with two aha moments. They're pretty relevant to my motorsports career. Because I had been a motorsports fan all of my life, I grew up going to the dirt track with my dad and his crew when they were driving. Always watched racing on TV. I was a huge Earnhardt fan. Was big into playing, you know, games on PC or doing Sims on PC. You know, even back in the 90s, before I had a driver's license, that sort of thing. So I had a chance to get into go-kart racing, and I didn't know whether my enthusiasm was going to carry over into mechanical or driving ability, but I felt like I was pretty good in the Sims and that sort of thing. I felt like I had an aptitude for it. So my first big aha moment was when I started karting and started winning the races. And I was like, aha, this is something for me. So that was just a big aha moment. I went from wondering, do I have the aptitude mechanically and behind the wheel to do this successfully? And then to have success and be like, oh, okay, this is something that's for me.
Mm-hmm. So Ben's aha moment was, damn, I'm good.
Well, here we go. Bear with me, because the next aha moment was affirming in a different way. I had been doing track days. So I transitioned out of cars and got me out of it. Started doing track days and eventually did instructing so I could do my track days for free. And I was out there, you know, doing a pretty solid job. I thought I was, you know, people would ride my car with me. Like, wow, this guy's really fast. And, you know, I had a good reputation in traffic and among the other instructors as being somebody who's pretty good with my car. But it wasn't until I put a transponder in my car and started doing time trials with NASA that I realized I was not as fast as I thought I was. Mm-hmm. And to be competitive in my class, which was TTE at the time, I was going to need to pick up some time and pick up a couple seconds around VIR. So I had to do it. I had to figure out how to be competitive in my class and had to find some more time. So that was a huge aha moment for me. We've been riding around for a couple of years thinking like, hey, I'm pretty great at this stuff. And then realizing like, no, you're not. You think you're great, but you're missing a bunch of time. So Yep. That was my aha moment in the other direction.
Yep.
Did you feel challenged though?
More irritated.
He's not quite like you, Ben, Jen.
No. But it wasn't like, oh, this could be fun.
No. It's like, but it's funny. I thought about the karting when you were talking about the anxiety, because when you first said the thing about, you know, I was able to get in the car comfortable without anxiety, I thought, that's crazy. How can anybody have anxiety over this? I walk in, sit down, like, I'm ready to eat this field alive. Let's go. I hope this car can go, because I'm just ready to jam. But yeah. I had to think back to my first season of karting. I think it wasn't until like I won my first heat race that you could kind of come over a hill and you start to see the car track. And as soon as I come over that hill, my stomach would sink and I'd sit there in line, you know, going all the way in, driving my truck in there and thinking like, oh my God, this is not for me. I'm an imposter here. This is terrible. Like I wouldn't even eat lunch those days. I would go out there just because my stomach would get so sick. So yeah, I get it. So I started out by not relating to your anxiety. Then I had to think back and think like, oh yeah, it used to drive me crazy. There were days where I didn't go. There were Saturdays where I just didn't go because I was too freaked out about it.
My anxiety was, it wasn't an anxiety that I didn't want to do it. It was kind of weird. It was like, I did it and I was so excited. I wanted to do it again. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Strange. Moving on.
No worries. We did. This podcast could be subtitled Digression. It's fine.
Digression therapy session.
That's right. Garage Heroes digressing in training. Anyway, so my two, I couldn't pick just one because, you know, that's how I roll. Robin's help with doing 100% commitment versus worrying about the precision of a line was a big change for me. That was like 2 seconds on a lap, and that's reasonably impressive, not impressive.
Yeah.
Sad. It's sad that you have 2 seconds that you could do just by making one change, but 2 seconds is significant. Let's go with that word. That's a better word. And then using all of the track.
Like, yeah, that's big.
Not most of the track, not some of the track, but all of the track. So that was a big change for me. All right. Host question number two. What are the three biggest surprises that you learned about driving or racing since we started? And Ben, this would be since you started, because you started before we did. Three biggest surprises. Miss Vicky's got answers. Miss Vicky, what you got?
Just how it still amazes me how great the community is and how helpful people are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just if anything goes wrong with your car, or just if you're in need something, or if they even see you struggling, you'll have 8 people hovering around you trying to offer help. And it's just
that way. Our paddock's always full.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, food too, Bill. It's not just
food. Yeah.
It still amazes me to this day. It really, really does. Okay.
Number two.
Shocking. Yep. Number two, the girls did really, really, really well. For running a solo team, 85%. We did need to pull a little bit of help in, but for the most part, they did really, really well.
You're referring to
pulling it together.
Our all ladies team that raced at Thompson.
Yes, that was really good. We really didn't have to rely too much on everybody, but yeah, that was pretty good. And we've done 300 episodes so far. That's still.
That is
kind of shocking. I know, 300. Alan, 300. Where have you been?
What?
Alan's got an evening job.
I almost feel like we should be dressed in our Spartan uniforms with our sprayed on, what would that be, airbrushed abs? All right, nobody watches movies. Anyway, moving on. Miss Jen, do you have three?
So three things that have surprised me about racing.
Racing, driving.
So probably that we're still doing it. It wasn't that it was just a passing thing.
It's not a natural for us. What do you say?
So it stuck. The other thing is, what surprises me is how different road racing is to really driving on the road, like actually driving. Like it is in some ways completely opposite.
Not the same.
Yeah, not the same at all.
But
like if you think that you can just be driving around in your minivan, scooting your kids back and forth to school, and then hop on the track.
Hey, sweetie, that's a man van to you, okay? It's a man.
It's a man van.
I'm just saying.
But the racing does improve your, it goes the other way.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. My third. It would surprise me about it. How much I enjoyed it. Yeah.
You came to our first race, team race, as a as sitting on the sideline watching, just watching us run around like crazy people. And
it's addictive. It really is.
It is.
It is. I gotta do that again. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna let Ben go this time because Alan still looks puzzled. What do you think? So starting from when you started, what do you think?
I got a couple of observations, things that surprised me. One of the first ones I realized was, you know, I grew up a fan of watching racing on TV, going and seeing it in person at the local dirt track. But even through all that, just the biggest surprise was like, oh, Ben Dawson can get out here and do this thing. You know, when I was able to do a kart, you know, have my own go-kart and go race it, that seemed pretty amazing. But even doing that at kind of a local track, you told me, yeah, one day you're going to be able to go race at like the legendary Road Atlanta. You know, I'd be like, no way. There's no way I'll ever drive a car on Road Atlanta. And it just seems amazing that I could go do it at pretty much any weekend of the year. So just the fact that this is available for civilians and then just average rubes like us can go do it. It was the biggest shocker. One of the other things that surprises me continually, but something that I hope people will realize is not a barrier to different kinds of racing, like club racing where you need a license and that sort of thing, is I know plenty of people who have competition licenses that are not that fast or great at driving or racing. So just one of the big surprises to me that I just kind of always put everybody racing at that level on a pedestal is there's no like talent requirement for club racing or, you know, racing at a higher level than we do. There's plenty of people doing it out there who suck just as bad as the people who are suck at driving and, you know, who are filling up the bottom part of the field in the races we go do for endurance racing. They're everywhere. We need them. They're out there. Don't feel like you got to get to a certain talent level before you can go get a competition license and get out there and start racing with folks who are doing like SCCA, NASA, BMW Club, Porsche Club, Sprint type of races. So that's just kind of a side observation. One of the last ones that surprises me the most, just from my years of being around track day culture, is the lengths to which people will modify their car without learning how to drive better themselves. Like the crap people will do to their car just to avoid the reality that they cannot drive is shocking to me. I mean, I see people throw so many hundreds, several thousands of dollars at a car when they can spend the same kind of money on seat time and come away.
Rotating mass, Ben, it counts. Okay. You just can't wave that away. All right.
He had a turbo. Yeah. That's the only reason he beat me.
but it's so funny because it seems crazy to me to spend money on something as temporary as a car when I could do something permanent, like modify my own talent level and use that any car I sit in. So just as that's always been a big surprise to me is how many people are willing to evade the truth that they need to just learn better, learn more. Anyway, so, those are a couple of things that sprang to mind.
So to complement what you're trying to say, I think there's these two things that stick out in my mind that have happened to me last season. One was both of them. I was in Liam's 86, which has like 205 horsepower, whatever. Yeah. It's nothing fancy. One was guy jumps out, comes running over to me in the paddock at Autobahn. And he's like, what kind of engine you got in that thing? What did you do?
A turbo in there?
Yeah. I'm like sitting there going, it's a LS swap. Done twice because we don't have one in there. It's stock. It's, you know, and the other one was I got pulled off the autocross course at Lime Rock and told I had to back off because I was pressuring the Porsche GT3 RS driver and it was making him nervous. And I was in my Toyota 86 and I'm sitting there going, I'll claim that as a victory. But anyway, it's quite funny. Dan Danvers.
Yes.
Do you have any answers to these questions, sir?
Well, I have many answers. Let's see. What did we come up with? I guess some of the surprising for me was just how deep the racing community is. just as far as the different levels of things that you need to keep these cars either doing circles or whatever we're doing on track, whether it be tires, whether it be crew support, radios, all the special tools, all that kind of stuff. Just seeing all the different levels that are out there. And the amateur stuff as far as what people are doing with their trailers, with their cars, with their whatever. And then I think the other thing is really just the variety of driving possibilities. Not just being a knucklehead on the streets, but you know, there's autocrossing, time attack, there's wheel to wheel, several different varieties of wheel to wheel. And the branded club racing, you know, the Miatas, the BMWs, the Porsches, the whatever that is. There's lots of possibilities, lots of ways to get out there. You mentioned Lime Rock with doing the skid pad with wet or snow, that sort of thing. Just great possibilities for doing stuff and enjoying yourself out there. So it's been kind of neat to see all the different stuff that's out there. I've been a car guy for life. I thought I knew stuff. There's way more stuff out there than I was quite aware of. So I guess that's my aha moment.
Very cool. Very cool. There's a reason why I have a lot of lists when we go to a track. Just saying, that's a lot. Anyway, okay, so I think one of mine comes back with compliments off of Jen. It's like how much street driving does not help. It's just not, and how bad of a driver I was when I first started. It's just like, you know, because I was a decent driver for a normal human, but in terms of racing, junk. It's the other thing is that surprising to me was it's how hard this really is to get good, and how it's really a series of very small things that separate the good drivers from the better and the better drivers from the great drivers. It's not like they have a secret. It's just they're better at doing the little things a little bit better. And then again, going off of where Vicky ended up, I think it's how friendly and welcoming all the racers are to everyone, because they just have... while they're competing with you, they're also viewing you as someone else that they can go and have fun with. And that's all they really want. And they'd rather you get out there and use up a part that they have, because they want to see you compete at your highest level, because then they get to race against the best version of you. And that's much more satisfying. So, bunch of great people. If you're sitting at home listening to this podcast and have any inkling that you might want to do this, we would say, what are you waiting for? Come on out.
Great right. Community.
It is. It is. All right. So, little self-appraisal. When we started versus now, how are you on a scale of 1 to 10 as a racing driver? Miss Vicky, you're very hard on yourself, but go ahead.
I started out as a 1 Sunday driver.
Yeah.
And now I think I'm about a 6.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe 6, 7.
Alan, Miss Vicky says she was very hard on herself, but you say you started off as a 4 and now you're a -6. I'm not sure you've gone that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, see, it's the 10 yards. I've never okay. really been aware of that whole thing.
So it's first fine. And 10. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perhaps you were a 4 and now you're a 6. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, something like that.
I was going to say, I know you've improved a little bit, but you haven't gone that far backwards. But anyway, Miss Jen, what about you?
I started out at probably a 1, 2, uh-huh. and I'm probably a 4 or 5.
Okay, that seems about right. Mr. Dawson, going back into the recesses of your mind, when you first started your karting career, what would you have said you are and where do you think you are now?
Oh, I got lapped like 3 times in my first 20 lap race. So I'd say I started at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Started like a 0.2. and I mean, these days, at least in the field I run in endurance racing, I could take I could usually go out and only get passed by a couple of people depending on what car it is and spend most of my time passing. So I'd say I'm performing at the upper end of the talent spectrum. So I don't know what number that is, but
yeah.
But I do okay. And just, I just go out and drive and pass for the most part. Somebody's got to be in a car that's a lot harder than I got to really get around, because I also don't let folks by that easy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I would have said, you know, when I first started, I would have said I was like a 6 or a 7 going in. Now that I've done this, I was nowhere near a 6 or a 7. I was more near a 0.6 or a 0.7 than I was to a 6 or a 7. I don't know. I'm probably north of 5, but not by a whole lot. And I've got a whole lot more than I want to be. So will I ever get to a 10? 10 defined as like F1 level? No.
Oh, no. I thought you were doing 10 as in like grassroots 10.
No, I'm just saying, if you're saying 10 is F1, do I want to get there? No. Would I like to get there? Sure, but I don't want to race there. But, you know, for what I think of as Bill's 10, I'm probably like a 6. So we're getting there, though. Mm-hmm. All right. Secret question of the day. What are 3 of the great things about your co-hosts? Oh, you're on the spot now. I have to say nice things about people. This is going to hurt, but I'll do it. These are kind of like the biggest or best things that each of us has done for the team, the podcast, racing community. Ben, we haven't been on track with you too much, but we still subjected you to this as well. But
all right.
Miss Vicky has written answers. Look at her. She's all fancy. What you got? Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, master of the paddock.
Right. She has the awesome sword of that? Grayskull.
Mm-hmm. She's my creative partner, willing to jump in with both feet, always open to learning, and keeper of the band-aids.
But would she do it again?
Absolutely. She'd do it again.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think about Alan? No. Good things.
I know. I did write stuff about Alan, too. I said I wouldn't have gotten this far without him. We have a great time in the garage, and he's forever an optimist. Mm-hmm. Ben, great source of racing information, makes understanding racing easy.
I like that he's so small. We could, like, put him in a pocket. He's, like, this big.
I know.
Just looking at him, he's about this big.
Bill is systems.
Crushing my head.
Yeah, right?
All right, what you need?
And then Bill is systems, processes, and supply for our team. Keeps us organized and moving forward in our learning.
Look at that. We're not so bad if you look at it this way.
Mm-mm, I know.
Right, very well. I didn't realize you listened to any of that, but that's great. All right, Miss Jen, do you want to go next or you want a couple minutes?
Sure. Okay. Let's see, Vic. Obviously, Vicky is an inspiration for me. She's always willing to learn something she doesn't know, like just kind of goes to great lengths to do that. She's always positive and happy and so motivated. And that motivates me.
Who is this?
This is Vicky.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's Vicky that I know.
Oh, okay.
And Vicky is very creative and funny, and she's very social. Bill, you
don't blame me.
Extremely motivating also. So you, for me, like, I don't know if we would be where we are without you.
I said, don't blame me.
And
I said, don't blame me.
Well, no. I mean, it's just, it's, you are very motivating. Like you're like, not that I will be or even want to be where you are at this point where I am in my racing, but certainly, like, you motivate me to keep going further, and you're very and I know Vicky would agree with it, but I feel like you're very encouraging. Yes, in a very good way.
So let me clarify one thing. You should aim much higher than where I am currently for where you will end up. Because there is a lot more you can do, and you just don't realize it yet.
Right. Alan is always happy. He's always willing to help everybody. Mm-hmm. Always willing to kind of pitch in and help everybody. And that is very much appreciated. So I really enjoy that about him. And he's just very upbeat all the time. And you really need that sometimes. You know, you could be down in the dumps, in the paddock, something happening, and he'll be like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We got it. It's all right. We just got to do this. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
And let's go get a tin pan and we'll shove it right in there. It's fine. Duct tape.
You know what?
Whatever.
Ben, I have never met Ben in person, but Ben
soon. Soon. It's coming.
Soon. It is coming. So for Ben, I, again, what Vicky said was right. Like you do explain things very well. And I could only, you know, aspire to be like, you have such a passion for racing. You're extremely passionate about it. So, you know, that for me is motivating also. So yeah, those are like my highlights of everybody on the team, but you know, it's all really good because everybody inspires me in a different way. And it's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
Some awesome. Mr. Shiny Squirrel.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, let's see. We have other people on the team. All right. So Vicky, what is Vicky? Vicky is our creative leader. She's our mechanic and she is the founder of the 10 Minute Tidy.
10 Minute Tidy.
She's not just, she's
if
not
you
the
can't
10,
buy something, 10 Minute Tidy.
Great. Trademark pending.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. We got that one going. Jennifer, we got the triple threat. She's going to cook. She's going to wrench and she's going to theme. As a bonus, she does also have Band-Aids, which does. Is important. It's good, you know. I forever stuck with her. What's next? When we did that, the Portland head gasket.
But it worked.
The best part was, all right, what's next? And I was like, oh, I gotta think about what's next. All right. Yeah, this is great. So that was super awesome. Let's see, Ben, you help extend our G-Hit reach south. Right. You extend us. Our global domination is slowly progressing as we planned. And you just rocking the great hair, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's gotta do it. So. We appreciate that.
And not definitely doing haircuts.
And the laid back atmosphere is definitely what you have to have in this racing environment. Cause when it all goes south, then you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's that's definitely something that's necessary. And Bill, our spiritual leader, the master of herding cats and sending out emails that no one responds to.
Yep.
And ever the eternal optimist. I know it hurts, but it's true. And just the eternal optimist, like you really thought you could, what? What was you? Okay.
How hard can it be? I
mean, it seems easy. Oh. Yes.
Not a problem.
So that's what I got.
Okay. Very well. Mr. Dawson, are you going to play this? Or you want to pass?
No, I didn't really get this far into my study for this episode.
I definitely made him sit down through this long.
Yeah, I'm about to go off. So let me tell you people something.
Yes,
let me tell you what it's like. Set your asses right.
there are a lot of positive things to say. This is not going to sound weird at all listening back to it, I'm sure. But it's been a lot of fun doing this with you people. Bill, I'm always continually impressed. This is coming from an introvert. I'm always continually impressed with how well you're able to keep a conversation moving in a fruitful way. It's not a skill that I have very much, so I'm always impressed with that. I'm impressed with the levels of guests. You get in here a lot of times. I see a guest coming. You know, I get a chance to see an email of who's coming on. Well before our listening audience does it. A lot of times they come through, I'm like, wow, I can't believe we got so-and-so and so-and-so. So we get a lot of genuinely great racing guests in here, and that's impressive to me too. Vicky, I'm impressed with your garage stuff that you do and your willingness to work all cars. As someone who totally, completely hates touching car stuff, especially now that it's so easy for me to go drive other people's cars, I'm continually impressed by your willingness and eagerness to learn. You've obviously got a bunch of organizational stuff going on. It's really cool. I'm going to tie you and Jen together with something I appreciate about both of you now and say that I'm impressed with the theming enthusiasm you people apparently apply to your cars. I've only seen it in pictures, but that's something that I've never been good at or had any energy for in racing. I've always been like, man, let me sit down and drive. But I've always had a big appreciation for the really cool theming stuff when I see it. It's just not my wheelhouse, but I'm always really impressed with the big theme kind of stuff. While we're talking about Jen, I gotta say, I still think that one of the coolest things about you is that you are the fastest driver on the team in hiding, and can't wait to see that come out. Because I think there's definitely something scary in there. You're the one who's hanging back. This could be the biggest threat in the field. And I mean, it'll be there from a safety. From a pace standpoint. So that's really cool. Also, I get the feeling that everybody in your family's name starts with a J, and that's pretty fun. So I got to compliment you on that. And apparently, you have Band-Aids. So I'm sure when I do finally meet you people, I'm going to need a Band-Aid for something, and maybe I can get that from you. Go ahead.
I was saying, you know where to go for the Band-Aid when you're near the garage here is in training.
That's right. And I got to talk about my man, Alan, for a minute. This dude is funny. I don't ever get to see him or hear him enough, but this guy is funny and apparently a hell of a car guy, mechanic, and all that sort of stuff too. So I got to get to know Alan a little bit better. Also, just to round it out, have a third thing to say. Great looking guy. Looking at him on Zoom, he's probably chasing girls away from him all the time. Like, get away! I can't be talking to every girl in town all the time.
I think you're looking at Jennifer, not Alan, but that's a different story. Anyway, all right. Let's embarrass Ben first. How Ben tolerates our inane and sometimes stupid questions every week takes our calls, texts,
so
emails.
Questions.
No idea. No idea. You can tell he's obviously raising very little ones because his tolerance level is just crazy high. All right. He is our adopted team member that may or may not exist in the real world, still TBD. We've heard rumors that he is real, but we have no data to support this. And seriously, he has helped every single driver on our team to be a way better driver and racer, and much more than he could possibly know. And from the feedback that we've received from the Dominating with Dawson's, which gets the most feedback of each of the segments that we have, the number of drivers that aren't on our team that he has helped, I don't think he has any idea how many that would be. So I just thought he needed to be recognized for his overall greatness.
Ben the guru.
Ben dominates. Let's finish up the gentleman, shall we? Alan, he is the absolute best tiny squirrel, wanderer of the paddock, and mayor of the paddock on our team.
All right.
He solves mechanical problems creatively, sometimes not fully, but creatively. That's very good. And we'll talk to anybody, and by anybody, I mean bold, underline, super big font, anybody, and try to get them to go out on the track. With or without us, it doesn't matter. He doesn't care. Just get out there and have fun. He wants more people. He wants the ocean to be bigger. Miss Jennifer, my lovely sister-in-law, let's see. She cares and tries so very hard to improve. Did not let anything stop her. Fills in all the gaps of our team, which, as if you listen to this podcast, you know there's gaps on our team. Every weekend, and even when she doesn't know what to do, but she will soon. If not now, she's getting there. My beautiful bride, you get to go last. We have to be nice to each other on this one, I think. So I will be. So let's see. What do we have? You tolerate Crazy Bill when at the hangar or at the track. And Crazy Bill is when the plan is going sideways. And Crazy Bill is one loopy I will edit myself on that one. Thank you very much. She is a great mechanic. She just doesn't know it yet. And she keeps the team balanced yet moving forward, which I don't know how she does that, but she does. Anyway, honor to race with everybody. Ben, it'll be an honor race with you, sir. Can't look forward to it more. We will bother you at a race in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our 300th episode celebration quiz. We know who won the podcast, and it is... I'm lying. We don't know. It's way before.
But you can win this thing. You can win something.
You can win this thing. And some of the swag we have is decent.
Nice.
There's going to be a thermos involved. That's all I'm saying.
The thermoses are awesome.
The thermoses, vacuum sealed, stay cold
for
hours.
Really good too.
They are.
That's why. Yeah.
We're working up to the bidet for the 500th episode, guys. So hang in there with us. Definitely stay tuned. Give us a review.
A review? That would be awesome. That's right.
Give us a rating. Give us a review. Talk about us. Tell your friends about us. Get to the racetrack as much as you can. Keep listening for that 500th bidet episode.
Yep.
That's important.
And most importantly, do not confuse the water bottle with the bidet. Things could go poorly. I mean, one direction's not so bad. The other direction, not so good. Not so good. All right. Anything you guys want to say about 300 episodes? Anything you want to say to our listeners? Anything? Anyone? Have we pummeled this one?
Yes. Please send us more of your excellent questions and feedback. But we love hearing your questions and responding to those. So we're happy to have listeners, even happier to have questions from our listeners.
That's code for Ben hates our questions and wants something good.
Oh. We're here
looking
to help
for fresh meat. Yes.
Right. I'm tired of Bill's questions. Why does Bill not know any of this? Why? Anyway, Alan, anything? You're good?
No, I think it's been great. It's been super awesome having the community that's grown from this and the different people that we've gotten in touch with through all this. So it's just been super awesome.
It is. And you know how far we've come from you skulking around the parking lot of a Starbucks or a McDonald's. Looking for Wi-Fi in all the wrong places.
Even know. Finding chairs outside by the dumpster, seeing where the Wi-Fi reaches. Like,
gosh, that's so much better than where that could have gone.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it is. It definitely is. Yeah. But you know, you got little ones now, Ben. You can pick them up and carry them one in each arm. But once they get bigger and you got to start driving around, you'll find out.
I'm so ready. So ready for it.
Yes.
Spoken like the man who ain't there yet. Anyway, Miss Jen, anything?
I've loved every minute of it.
That's right. And you hate talking.
I do. But you know what?
I hear you.
It's all good. It's all good.
It is. Would you do it
Everybody
again,
should get out there and at least try an HPD or something one time.
That's right. Come with us. We'll take you under your wing. Not a problem.
So addicting. We'll take you up underneath our wing.
That's right. We'll show you what not to do. Miss Vicky, 300 episodes, my dear.
I know. I just can't believe I'm exhausted.
This was the longest day. We've recorded all 300 back to back.
It's good. I can't believe we made 300. It's crazy.
That's right.
It's very cool.
Ain't stopping now. I think I share everybody. Thank you for those who listen. Thank you for those who have started. Hopefully we have helped you. Hopefully maybe we've started. Hopefully maybe we got your significant other to start. Who knows? We're trying to just basically share the fun that we have and hope that everybody gets to participate. It may not be for everybody. We haven't found anybody who it's not for yet, but we're going to keep going. And hopefully we will be here again soon for another 400 and 500. Then if you notice, our episodes are numbered with 4 digits. So we've got a long way to go.
Oh, I did not notice that. Dang.
That's right. So we've got no plans on going away. So your prayers have not been answered. We're still here. We aren't even close to being done. I've got hundreds of questions for Ben, and he's hoping somebody writes in so he doesn't have to answer any of them.
But are they multi-part questions, though? Like an ABC?
They are. ABC. Many of them. Very well. And I wanted to thank my hosts, everybody. You've done a lot of work. You've done a lot of tolerating of me. And it would not be anywhere near as much fun to do the podcast nor race without all of you. And Ben, you're included in that because we've raced with you, even though you weren't at a track. We've communicated from races to you, and we will be on track with you. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great night. Bye.
Good night.
301 coming soon. Booyah.